Gary, you were completing a thought with respect to the president's authority to do what he did in Syria last Friday. I'd love for you to complete that thought.
Yes, sir. Dr. David Kistler, we need to remind our people that you have a doctor's degree these days. We haven't done that yet. This is the official announcement, Dr. David Kistler, okay?
Gary, you don't need to go there. Not even my friend.
I just did. Anyway, going back to this idea of what the president did on Friday, he did not declare war, and that's the issue. We need to keep in mind, Dave, that a declaration of war is really a formal legislative act that informs the whole world of a state of war that exists between two bodies' name, two countries, in other words. And that has to be put within that declaration. And that basically reveals that a long, drawn-out conflict is going to be taking place. And so the president did not violate anything in what he did with Syria on Friday. In fact, there's a lot of precedence in doing that. But in short, because he is the commander-in-chief, he has the power to do certain things. In other words, number one, he can order the United States forces into military action, as he did, if in his judgment the safety or strategic interests of the United States of America are threatened in one way, shape, or form, period. He can do that. Number two, he must inform Congress within 48 hours of the event, and obviously we know that was done on Friday. And then number three, the troops cannot be committed for more than 60 days without congressional approval. He may use an additional 30 days to redeploy the troops if needed. But generally speaking, Congress must approve those troops' involvement after 60 days. So what our president did on Friday night is not only in good precedence, but it is in accordance with our Constitution. And anybody who says anything else does not understand the teaching of the Constitution.
Gary, I think the thing that you have just laid out is outstanding because you are right on every point that you made. The president does have the authority to do what he did. He was not committing troops long term. That does take a formal declaration of war by Congress, but the president did not declare war by himself. He wasn't even hinting that he was doing so. He was responding within his purview of authority, as you so well said, to try to protect the United States of America and her interests around the world. And of course, this ongoing years-long civil war in Syria has been a problem. In fact, Syria has been a hotbed of difficulty for more than just the recent years. It's been this way for decades. So I'm in complete agreement with Gary. I don't think the president did anything wrong whatsoever. And those that are critiquing and criticizing him, I think, are doing so on totally unjust grounds.